Welcome to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast, a free resource for moms raising young autistic children. I am your host, Dr. Christina Wilson. I created Thriving Moms of Autistics after years of experience working with families and having my own autistic child. I coach moms of young autistics one-on-one to tap into their strengths, create a supportive community, set firm boundaries, and raise their autistic child with confidence. Subscribe to the podcast and check out the earlier episodes so you don't miss a thing. Now, let's get to it. Hi, moms. I have yet to meet an autism mom that hasn't struggled with feeling isolated. In this episode, we will dive deeper into the common challenges of finding others who get autism and who are willing to learn more and to support you. Our well-being takes a big hit because we weren't meant to do all of this by ourselves. So find the full transcript for this episode at writingmomsofautistics.com/72. Please share the podcast with other moms to help them grow on their journey. Or you can also leave a review at Apple Podcasts, which furthers our reach. I appreciate you. So how do social connections change the trajectory of an autism mom's journey? The biggest barriers to achieving community are related to the unique challenges that moms of autistics face. You know, we all have those challenges and they're very similar based on the research that I'm just interviewing other moms and being friends with other moms. And it's hard for others to understand these experiences when they haven't had them themselves. And that makes sense. That's normal. We often hear, oh, they'll eat what you cook when they get hungry. Or can't you just fake autism out of them? I could expect you to do it, right? Yeah, I can go on and on and on. I mean, you hear all kinds of interesting things, right? And I think most of the time people really don't mean any harm. It's just that they don't understand. So many do have those misconceptions about autism and jump to conclusions as a result. That's being a human, right? That doesn't mean that they can't change their mind or they're not willing to. So perhaps if they knew more about autism, their views might change. And knowledge is powerful. Such a difference. There are people that simply don't have the information and are willing to learn more. We all develop a point of view based on our past experiences and the information that we have at that given time. If someone is willing to learn and think critically about autism, that might be someone who can be a part of your positive change. On the other hand, there are many families of autistics that are isolated because of their challenges and those misconceptions. And you're not alone. And we've all been there at some point. Imagine if parents came together to bridge that gap. How amazing would that be? I've heard many stories of how moms of autistics have worked hard to survive through the difficult times, and their grit is phenomenal. However, it's not sustainable. That is important to remember. It is not sustainable. This is why creating a supportive community is so critical. So, how in the world do moms find that supportive community? Well, it's different for everybody. I wish I could just throw out a recipe of, okay, do this, this, and this, and bam, there it is. Emerald fan, right? That's not what happens because it is so individualized. So some additional barriers to finding community are time and not having someone to watch your child. You know, those are pretty common. So how do you overcome these challenges? Well, building community does take time. Although time is limited, you can take small steps to achieve. Unfortunately, moms do not feel they can prioritize things such as building community or self-care, right? That's something that sometimes we end up leaving behind and we remember, oh no, this isn't sustainable. I got to do something. But when they do, it changes their world for the better. That's because building a community is self-care. It is. Building a community is self-care. So see, there you get a 2-for-1. It's building a community is different for each mom. I encourage you to write a list of barriers to building your support system. Okay? So this week and the next week, make that list. And then ask yourself, what do I have to lose by taking these small steps along the way to work on this? What do I have to lose if I don't? That's a very powerful question. And lastly, start working on a list of people or groups that might be a part of your supportive community. Okay? Keep this list and add to it so it's a working list. And add to it as you go and make notes along the way. Be surprised at what you find. And this is a great way to start building that community. So to all the moms out there raising autistic children, remember that you are not alone. By seeking support, nurturing meaningful connections, and prioritizing self-care, you can overcome feelings of isolation and thrive on this journey. I appreciate you, and I look forward to our time together next.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Moms of Autistics podcast. Be sure to leave a review and tell other moms of autistics about the podcast. Let's support each other. Find the full transcript for this episode at thrivingmomsofautistics.com. And be assured, you are not alone in your journey.